A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington. I am Gibbs Dube, and this is Live Talk.
And I'm Marvelous Mhlanganya, who here this Friday, October the 9th, 2020, broadcasting from my home in Washington, D.C., due to the COVID-19 or coronavirus pandemic, which is currently ravaging the whole country and the whole world, including Zimbabwe, where we've seen in the past some of the cases going up this week. But luckily, deaths seem to be stable.
Now, we see that in Zimbabwe, there are almost 8,000 people who have contracted COVID-19. And out of this number, about 6,446 have recovered, 229 have died. Worldwide, there are almost 37 million people who have contracted COVID-19. And according to Johns Hopkins University, over a million people have died. And in USA, the same hospital reports that 7.6 million people have contracted COVID-19 in USA. And out of this number, 212,789 have actually died. Ngapha kwele America, lamta sixoxa ke COVID-19 nokunye ke okubamba abantu kwele Zimbabwe. So ke nxa sikhangela ke COVID-19, sokulabantu abafika phose 8,000 asebanjwe COVID-19. Selokhu kwaqhamuka umkhuhlane lo emazweni wonke jikelele. Kodwa kwele Zimbabwe khonapha sikhuluma kulabantu 7.951. Kwezokubuya ke 6,446 sebasila, i-229 sebabhubha. Emhlabeni wonke jikelele, iJohns Hopkins University ithi sekulabantu abafika phose 37 million asebanjwe COVID-19, abedlula imillion sebabhubha. Khonapha ke kwele Amerika isibhedlele lesi siyabika njalo ukuthi sokulabantu abedlula 7.6 million asebabanjwa i-COVID-19, kuzo 212,789 sebabhubha. So kuningi kakhulu ke okwenzakala emhlabeni wonke jikelele. Yeah, kunjalo Marvelous.
Aiwa, tinokuchingamidza ive sevaripa chirongwa chedu pano pa Live Talk pamusiwe chishanu kudai October 9, 2020. Icho tiri kutepfenyura tiri kumba ine ndiri muWashington DC nenyaya yeCOVID-19 chirwere chatekeshera pasi rose. Tinoona kuti munyika parizvino vanhu vanoda kutosvika pa 8,000 vabatwa nedenda iri reCOVID-19. Asi vazhinji vavo sekutaura kuri kuita bazi rezveutano vari kunzi ivo vari kubatwa neCOVID-19 vachinaya. Parizvino vanhu vari kuwanikwa ivo vashaya kubva kudenda iri vari kusvika pa229. Tichitarisa zvakare kuti denda iri riri kunetsa zvakare imomuno muAmerica nepasi rose. Takaona imomuno muAmerica munguva yapfuura mutungamiri weAmerica vaDonald Trump vachizivisa kuti ivo vanga vabatwa nedenda iri. Asi Johns Hopkins University yemuno muAmerica inowanikwa iyo iri nzvimbo inobva nhaurwa idzodzi dzekuti zvakamira sei panyaya yeavo vari kubatwa nedenda reCOVID-19 inoti pasi rose, zvinoreva kuti globally, pane vanhu 36 million vabatwa nedenda iri reCOVID-19, 1 million wevanhu ava vachiwanikwa vachishaya. Kwozoti muAmerica matiri parizvino sekutaura kwandaita mune vanhu 7.6 million vabatwa nedenda iri reCOVID-19, 212,000 vakawanikwa ivo vachishaya. Asi sekutaura kwandiri kuita nyaya huru yatabva kubata imomuno muAmerica ndeyekuti mutungamiri wenyika yeAmerica vaDonald Trump vakazivisa kuti vakange ivo nemudzimai wavo vabatwa nedenda iri reCOVID-19. Saka takaona pachizoitwa ipo debate huru nemusi uno wabva kupfuura. Takaona amai Kamala Harris vemuno vakamirira mutevedzeri vachange vakamirira maDemocrats wava Joe Biden nava Mike Pence vanova mutevedzeri wava Donald Trump vanotungamira maRepublicans vachitatsurana panyaya iyoyi yeCOVID-19 kuti mapato maviri aya achabata sei denda iri.
So according to VOA News, it seems as if President Donald Trump says he's not going to participate in the presidential debate originally scheduled for October 12th in Miami, allowing Democratic nominee Joe Biden to take part in an ABC News town hall event in Philadelphia that same evening. So Trump rejected the change to a virtual format announced Thursday by the U.S. Commission on Presidential Debates, which explained that the format was necessary because of the president's COVID-19 diagnosis. So asked about the virtual format on Fox Business, Trump said, quote, I'm not going to waste my time in a virtual debate. That's not what debating is all about. You sit behind the computer and do a debate is ridiculous. And then they cut you off whenever they want, close quote. On the other hand, Mr. Biden said in a statement that they hope the debate will be sort of like a virtual, and they agreed to that kind of a debate. But at the end of the day, when Mr. Trump pulled out, they decided to hold another campaign event. So now, as we speak right now, the president is still recovering from COVID-19. And according to the White House, it seems as if he is doing much, much better. This is according to Dr. Scott Conley, who is the president's physician. So, Zulungandabake, see, I want to tell you about this one. I'm going to talk about the medical. October 15th, Miami, phakathi kuka-Joe Biden wama-Democrats nomongameli Donald Trump ingane imisiwe ngoba-ke kukhanya ngazani u-Trump kafisa ukuthi kwenziwe lokho kuthiwa i-virtual format njengoba kune-COVID-19 kumele bayenze endaweni ezijeneyo so singazi ukuthi kuyawuzala ngomoni ngakhonokho kodwa-ke u-Biden ubefuna ukuthi bayenze naleyi virtual debate kodwa-ke u-Trump wathi phela nxa kusenziwa ingxoxompikiswano kumele omunye ekhangele omunye ukuthi bekhulume okuzwakalayo uthi uhlala ngemva kwekhompyutha ube sudibheta kungana akwenzi isense so uthi nxa befuna uyathi lokhu ukhuluma bekuqunte nje ugcina ungasakudibhethi ngemfanelo siyakhumbula ukuthi kuke waba nedibhethi yenzakale khonapha kwele melika ekhuluma ngezinto ezijeneyo kumadibhethi abo kwaba ngenye ingxabangqoza so lisayikhumbula sibile yenzakalayo so kusanda ukwenziwe inye yama-Democrats osekela umongameli Trump uMike Pence losekela-ke uJoe Biden unkosikazi Kamala Harris so leyo-ke kukhanya ngazani beyingxoxompikiswano engani iyabonakala ukuthi iyangaphi noma-ke kade bedrinka ukuthi bakhulume bephumele egcekeni kunjalo-ke siyakhumbula ukuthi uTrump kade khona ngale e-Walter Reed hospital lapho kade kungani ezimkhulele sibili so-ke mabulasi kunjalo-ke kuqhubeka khona
aiwa tiri kutarisa isu zviri kuitika imomo nomuamerica sekutaura kwanga kuri kuita Gibbs kuti pari zvino mutungamiri weamerica vari kuzivisa ivo kuti zvanga zvakatarisirwa kuti vawanikwe ivo vachiwanikwa nava Joe Biden kumiami asi vachishandisa dandemutande sezvatiri kuita izvi ivo vati kwete izvo havasi kubvumirana nazvo nekuti kuti vaende pakompyuta vachingotaura sezvazviri kuita zvatiri kuita isusu hazvisiri izvo zvavanga vakatarisa vanga vari kuda kuti vanyatsotatsurana vachionana nava Joe Biden padebate irori asi sekunzwa kwatiri kuita kuti vanga vasiri kunzwa zvakanaka saka sangano rinowanikwa iro riri richironga madebate ara ndorati pari zvino ngavaite virtual debate saka tichange tiri kukupai kuti zvichabuda sei muvhiki rinotevera irori nekuti vanga vakatarisirwa kuti vakwanise kunge vachiwanikwa ivo vachiita debate iri nava Joe Biden musi waOctober 15 saka tichange tiri kukubatsirai tichikupai nhaurwa idzi patinenge tadziwana kubva kuwhite house ikoko kwava Donald Trump tichinzwa kuti pari zvino zvakamira sei panyaya iyoyi
yes and we know that the owners of the show are our callers you know the audience listeners and so forth so they usually send us audios via WhatsApp remember if you want to send us your message send us to this number +1 202 465 0318 +1 202 465 0318 let's listen to what some people are saying about what is happening in Zimbabwe you know these are messages that are totally unmitigated people are saying what they want as long as they are not insulting anybody so let's listen to what they're saying
mina ngumoyo ngikhuluma ngiseMango district ngithanda ukuthi ngizwisise kulabo abantu abachothoza kangaka uThokozani Khuphe ukuthi njengoba besupport uChamisa kangaka uChamisa lo ngicela abanjele ukuthi wayekuyiphi iphathi ngesikhathi seguground bake bachallenge umhlaba wonke ukuthi uChamisa wayekuliphathi ngoba mina ngiyazi ukuthi khona ngesikhathi seguground kwakungela MDC yayingekho so ngabatshela abantu ukuthi kuhamba njani plus angiboni ukuthi kulento embi ukuthi khona sibe lo mkhokheli womuntu wesifazane kabafunini ukuthi lathi sibuswe umuntu ongumama
ngingusithole kwabulawayo namhlanje ndithanda ukuba ke ngikhulume ngodaba olubuhlungu udaba lwamaNASA pensioners abahola iRTGS $600. Kambe le imali uhulumende wezanu PF ubona ngani ile ngqondo uma iinflation isedlula i-800%, njalo indleko zendlu ngendlu imoli elabantu abangu-5 kumele kube yi-17,000 RTGS.
Mina ngiyathanda ukuthi ngingenele lapho kwezombusazwe lapho ngiyezwa likhuluma ngomakhuphe lo MDC Alliance lapho uChamisa. Ngingayisekela i-MDCT ekamakhuphe, kodwa okufanele lihlale likwazi bantu bakithi maNdebele, thina sivele sibalutshwana kakhulu, ilizwe singeke salibusa sithi sodwa. Kati yena umakhuphe kube arale ulamasitsi yini okokuqala? Yikho kufanele sizinanzeleleni khona, umakhuphe kabuyele bebambane loChamisa ukuze kube kuvuke ilizwe. Masizama uba i-opposition ephilayo, sibambaneni sibe nendawonye ka-1, sibe le party esikwazi ukuthi iya-opposa i-1. That's where we can remove ZANU-PF. Kodwa i-ZANU-PF asingeke sayikhupha njengoba lihlala libona kuze kube la mabandla avotelayo njenga-last time u-Afrika 23 abantu ababefuna i-presidential seat. Siza kwenza njani kokuyani ukuthi ilizwe lingafuna u-president abangakalona? Livele linganani li-population yalisithini ebantwini abavotayo? So akubunje one opposition party ye ngalida, then umakhuphe kabuyele back to alliance bebambane bekhulumisane loShamisa laphana ukuze sizame ukulwisa sibuyele njakhwaphana isaqale ngo-20 rai vele ukuthi ayime njani. Nje yabona ukuthi ike yathatha loba bayincitsha bezani PF, sibone ukuthi kuyabe kuhamba.
So these are some of the people who are saying a lot of things about you know what they think about the coup Nelson Chamisa fights, you know. Some people are saying, let them unite. What's stopping them from getting together, you know, and doing whatever they can do politically? So I'm happy that we've got one of our guests, Ndaniso Mpande. He is in Gwanda. So he's one guy who actually follows politics. And today we wish to hear from him. What is happening in terms of, you know, COVID-19 in Gwanda? How are people protecting themselves from the disease, and if ever there are problems, what are the problems they are facing? I think he moved a little bit, so now his camera is a little bit dark, but we can continue. So, how are people actually fighting against this this COVID-19?
It's a business as usual now. Everyone is out. There's no more lockdown in Gwanda. There is no social distancing, but people are wearing their mask always, but they are out of their homes.
So now, what do people do on a daily basis? We know that people have got these challenges in terms of accessing money from banks or even getting the money itself, you know, due to unemployment. So how are they surviving from day one to the last day of the month? And let's take example, you know, how do you survive?
I do run a small project here. I do collect scrap. I do have a peg by the mines there. So I am in mining. People here, most of them, they are vendors, and they have turned most of the shops into vending systems. They've moved from the streets to the shops, and we see one or two people doing the commuter thing illegally, because we know that Zuko is the only bus operators who are allowed, but we do have people who are doing these things illegally here in Gwanda.
Yes, Salufana Sindebele, since we went out, Ngali Pumilanga, this year Chona, Baba Mpande, we have a Pilenja, Mpilen Kuna.
Gukona Je, Owe Project Tanyana, Mu Seven Zayo, Owe Scrap, logo emgodini ngale yikho engwenzayo kusuku zonke so yikho lapho futhi ngithola khona imali yokudla
ngathi scrap isiphenza njani
okwami ukukholekta kuphele then bakhona ababuya bezothenga bebuya lapha eGwanda
uya njani uya collect insimbi wenze njani
Yeah, we collect the simbi. Then we have buyers from Kwekwe and Bulawayo. Wotana wakubuya na from Harare, but these days abe Harare mabuyi.
Yeah, so ke bambe kona poke ungayikatsana uzalungisa ikamera yakho sizakutshela nxa silungile.
VOA Africa in Zimbabwe has moved to a new satellite. Listeners can now find us on SES5 band and C-band transponders. Continue counting on us for the latest news, music, sports, and more. Now with a better signal and a better sound. VOA Africa in Zimbabwe, your best source for news and information.
Hey, marvelous.
Amenoti vapande munotaura shona here?
No, it doesn't quite.
Saka apo tirikunzwa kubva kuna vapande vari kuGwanda vari kutaurawo nezvavari kusangana nazvo vachitivo. Vanoita zvescrap metal vanokwanisa kunge vari kubata zvemasimbi simbi nezvimwe vachitaurawo zviri kusangana nevanhu kuti pari zvino panguva yeCOVID-19 kunzvimbo kwavari vanhu havasi kuita zvesocial distancing uyezve vakawanda havasi kupfeka mamask. Vachitaura ivo kuti pane vamwe vari kuita zvekungobatawo zvemaoko vachitivo zvitoro zvakawanda munzvimbo yavari zviri kutowanikwa izvo zvichishandiswa nevamwe vaiva vaimboita zvekutengesa zvinhu mumigwagwa vamwe zvitoro vachiwanikwa ivo vari kuita mabasa avo imomo nekuoma kwakaita zvinhu kunzvimbo yavari saka ndozvavari kutaura ipopa asi tine zvizhinji zvatiri kukupakurirai panyaya yechirwere ichochi checovid-19 uyezve pane zviri kutarisana nevazhinji nekuti nhasi taona mutungamiri wenyika vaEmerson Munangagwa vachitaura ivo kuti havasi kuzomanikidzwa kuti vape varayiridzi mari yavari kuda uyezve tichionawo varayiridzi vari kuchema ivo kuti vari kuda mari kuti vapiwe mari yavo iri mumaus dollars kwete mumabhonde saka takaona kuti kutanga kwevhiki rino kwanga kuri zuva reInternational Teachers Day tikaona varayiridzi nevamwe vachiungana mugweru vachichema-chema panyaya yemihoro yavanoti iyo haina kumira zvakanaka saka ndo zvimwe zvatange tichitarisa tichiona kuti kwamuri ikoko zvii zvamuri kutarisanawo nazvo panguva ino yeCOVID-19.
Now we are joined by Mr. Busane Musontini. He is a political commentator and is a Zimbabwean who is living in the USA. Welcome to the program, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Dube. Hello, assistant.
How are you?
I want to struggle with your name. I want to call you Mamhlanga, but...
Yeah, that sounds like...
Yes, so thank you so much for joining us. So we also have Mr. Tawanda Tsokora. He belongs to the MTC Alliance. So today we want to focus on things that matter much in your lives. A little bit of politics here and there, but talking about COVID-19, the presidential issue here in USA. So let's start with you, Mr. Tsokora. Looking at the way people are living in USA in terms of COVID-19, do you think that people are protected from the disease, taking into account that maybe the White House has got its own kind of, you know, plate on that in terms of, you know, telling people how to behave and all these kind of things. But basically, do you think that people are protected or not?
Thank you very much, and Dr. Makadi Muriye Zimbabwe. Inini, let me start by talking about my place here in North Dakota, where I'm living. It's a very small state of less than 1 million people, about 762,000 in total. But in the past month, we've seen a surge in coronavirus cases from 20,000. To 25,388, and about 314 people have died so far. And this number is huge compared to the number of people that are in North Dakota. And I think as a government, the U.S. government is doing its best. Its departments here are doing their best to ensure that our people should be wearing masks and everything. But I think it is the attitude of people that has caused the increase in numbers. I can tell you that here, people are not wearing masks. People are not taking protective action. And I think it's on the people rather than the government, because the government will be saying people have a choice to wear masks and not to wear masks. And I think it's also coming right from the top, right from the presidents, where people, where they'll be saying masks are not as effective as they should. But I think if people could just take heed and wear the mask and do the social distancing, the numbers will be going down.
Thank you very much. Marvelous.
On that same note, I guess that's what we're seeing also in Washington, D.C. Remember, I went to cover one of the protests that were here, the George Floyd protest by the White House itself. And what I found is that although people are cognizant that there is COVID-19, the issue of the mask, I think people really, really have to take it more seriously. Like what Mr. Jokora is saying, that, you know, it comes from the top. But at the same time, when I asked, they were, you know, youth, they were saying that there are more pertinent issues at the moment for them to worry about than wearing a mask. So, you know, those are some of the issues that we're seeing on the ground, even doing our work as reporters. But I think, you know, you have to take it also personally yourself to make sure that you're protected first, and then make sure that others are also protected so you're not transmitting or getting it from them. But ndosha ndaona imomuno Washington DC mubasa even ratinoita irori rekutora nawo kana uchitofamba iye zvinezvi unotoziva kuti pese pauri uri kufamba nemask yako asi unosanganawo nevamwe vasati vaziva kukosha kwemask nekuti ivo vanenge vachiti pane zviri kuitika munyika zvakakura kukunda nyaya iyo yeCOVID-19 asi sekutaura kwaita vadzokora zvinoda kuramba zvichingotaurwa especially zvichibva kumusoro kune mutungamiri wenyika nevamwewo.
Mr. Antini, so you are in New York, and that's a place where numbers are going up right now.
Yeah.
Tell us, what is happening in New York?
So, Mr. Duggar, I'm actually in upstate New York,
yeah.
which is totally different from New York City.
Yes, okay.
But I think at the end of the day, you know, we're under the same governor, so we get to hear the same news. Yes, the numbers are going up. But I think the challenge that the U.S. faced was one, they did not follow the WHO. As soon as Donald Trump pulled us out of the WHO, people started only following what was coming from the White House, which from time to time we're hearing conflicting you know, stories and guidelines. So I think, you know, we didn't follow what the health professionals were saying. That's why people didn't really pay too much attention to the mask issue. People were looking at the president going to rallies with no mask, you know, having meetings at the White House, no mask. So people sort of kind of followed that trend. But I think more and more, especially at the company levels, most of companies that are back to work, they are forcing their people to wear masks. The company that I work for, they provided masks for everybody, even though most of us were still working from home. But those that are back in, they are forced to wear a mask. And also there is some testing that happens when you come in every day. So at the end of the day, I think, yes, you know, the second phase is coming back. But unfortunately, the other issue, I think when you look at the WHO, even themselves, from the beginning, they did not emphasize the need for people to wear masks. There was a time they said, oh, you don't need to wear a mask. And then they came back and said, yes, you need to wear a mask. So I think at the end of the day, the guidelines have been confusing for people, especially younger people who think they are immune to COVID-19. You see younger people, you know, getting too relaxed. And once they form a group, especially when the college is opened up, you find a bunch of people hang around. They think, hey, as long as like 20 of us hang around, that means we're all safe. But what they don't realize is that one of them may go elsewhere and pick up COVID-19 and come back and infect the rest of the people. So I think at the end of the day, yes, I agree with the previous caller that we just need to keep talking. Even at home, you know, I have a hard time sometimes telling my 6-year-old that, yes, you need to wear a mask all the time, even when you go to the park or when there's no one around you, make sure that you wear it every day. It's now, and, you know, just like wearing, you know, pants, you know, that's what, that's how we should treat wearing a mask. Don't leave the house without a mask.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very much. Marvelous. We have got Mr. Mpande with us.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Mpande, maybe going back to what you were talking about, what you're seeing on the ground, what about really the issue? I think you were talking about you're doing small-scale farming. What are some of the challenges that you're facing there in Gwanda?
In small-scale mining, the problem that is there is violence.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, we can access food, we can access shops. There are people who come with groceries there to sell, and most of the gold panners, they do have money to buy. But the problem is violence, and in most of the cases, we don't know what is it that is causing such such acts.
Elaborate on the violence. Is this the same that we were reading about the people with machetes? What kind of violence are you talking about?
Yes. We do have the machete guys. We do have some small wars for pegs, for mines. There's a lot that is happening there. And we do even have some thugs who are even taking the advantage, robbing people there, their tools, their monies, such kind of things.
So is the government involved? What are you doing to protect yourselves then?
It's very much hard to involve the government. Of course, we do make some reports to the police.
Mm-hmm.
They come sometimes. Sometimes they delay. They claim that they don't have transport. We sometimes offer our transport to come and attend us, but they don't want. If it has to do with violence, they don't want to use private transport because they wouldn't even trust the person who is reporting.
Let me just quickly translate before I forget. Really good at elaborating what is going on. Saka potukunzwa kubva kuna vamupande vanoti ivo vari kuita tingati kukorokoza is do correct here. I'm hoping.
It's mining.
It's asi vari kutaura ivo kuti kwavari kuGwanda vari kutarisana nenyaya yekuti pane vamwe vanouya vachiita zvemhirizhonga uyezve vachiti ivo panguva iyo vari kuda kuenda kunotaura kumapurisa, mapurisa haakwanisi kunge achizokwanisa kuvabatsira paine nguva. Saka ndabvunza ini ndikati saka zvakamira zvakadaro ini muri kuzvigona sei? Saka ndozvavanga vari kutaura vachiti matambudziko avari kusangana nawo mukuita basa ravo rekuchera zvicherwa inyaya iyoyi yemhirizhonga. Pane vamwewo vanenge vachida kuuya vachitora mamining rights avo, vamwe vachida kuuya vachivabira zvicherwa nezvimwe zvakadaro.
Yes, yavona kuna pamupande kule nto zvamubhemba utayana ama rape cases kugcwele kakhulu khonoko kuma-small scale mining operations. So ndikunqabela njani nxa singakhangela ikakhulu ulwa ngamabhemba kusokubuya nokunye okutshiyeneyo le COVID kwalapho abantu bathelelani?
Ekuthelelaneni COVID asingeke sitsho ukuthi abantu bayathelelana, but engingakutsho nje ukuthi akula social distancing, akula ngale ezimayini akula kugqoka ama-mask. But asikaze sihlangane le case ye COVID ezimayini, akukaze kwenzakala. Ekulweni lapha yi survival of the fittest ngesilungu. Amapholisa nxa walanda ukuthi no sesilenkingi endaweni enje, kunzima ukuthi behle besukume khonapho ngoba labo babe bengasithembi kwesinye isikhathi bethi bona abala moda sithi imota sizalinika bebuye futhi bengathembi ukuthi konkonini naleyo moda izafika ibayenzela umsebenzi ofanele khona naye.
So singathi kulobu nzima sibi.
Ya kulobu nzima ku-violence. Kulobu nzima sibili kakhulu. Ngikhuluma nje kathesi emavikini amathathu adlulileyo kulo mfana omncane otholakale efile esporweni lapho. Laba abasebenza naye bathi usuke esithi uye eGwanda etown but kafika bona bathe sebelandela ekuseni bamiswa ngamapholisa besithi kambe lo muntu lingabe liyamazi bathi bathi bathola ukuthi umuntu abasebenza naye bahle bathi hayi nomuntu lo siyamazi bamthola efile esporweni.
Yeah, kulobu nzima sibili. So now he's talking about somebody who was found dead, you know, a few days ago. So he says, you know, there's too much violence in the mining area. So let's bring in Mr. Tsokora so that you can go ahead and talk to him in terms of some of these social issues. Go ahead.
Tomboenda Kwamuri Vatsokora.
Can you...
Okay. Vampande Vangavar Kutawara Matambu Tsukwa Varku Sangana na Woku Gwanda. Vanita Ivo...
Nasungangoshawangwajitawara, can you just repeat the question?
Yes. So what you are saying is that, you know, at the end of the day, all what is happening in Gwanda, there is some mining activities that are taking place, but the problem is violence. There's so much violence in Gwanda. So I think, can you hear me now?
Yes, I can hear you.
Yeah. So at the end of the day, you know, there are these kind of social conflicts in Zimbabwe, and even here in USA, we see there are these issues concerning Black Lives Matter and so forth. So the world is coming to a situation where even if it's a global village, you know that there's a problem that is here. So in terms of what you're doing right now, Mr. Tsokora, do you think that your business that you're doing is actually not going to survive under this COVID pandemic?
It's very difficult what is going on. And you can see here that you cannot remove the political question from the social and economic situations of people. Here in America, you can see what is going on right at the top. That regenerate nishona kuti musoro uko kunenge kuchitaurwa kunzi mamask anabasa musapfeke mamask vanhu zvinotaurwa nevanhu vakuru ndo zvavanoteerera saka tinoona kuti vanhu havasi kuteerera havasi kutombopfeka zvavo mamaski kana kuita sei nekuda kwekuti kumusoro kuri kutaurwa kunzi mamask haabetsere ndo zviri kuitika kumusha kweduwo zvakare kuti dambudziko ratiri kuona nderekuti nyika yedu yaparara yaondongwa yaenda kumawere nekuti vakuru vari kumusoro uko havasi kuteerera nhamo dzevanhu vari pasi sevari kugwanda vari kutamburawa vari kuhwedza vari kuchimani mani hakuna munhu ari kuteererwa vanhu vari kumusoro vari kungoita zvavanenge vangoita muri kuona zviri kuitika kuparamendi kunofanira kunge kuine komiti inoona nezvewelfare yevanhu kunofanira kunge kuine komiti inoona nezveutano hwevanhu komiti Yeah, health. The committee for health is not sitting right now because of what is going on in the Zimbabwean parliament. Yet nurses are not going to work. Doctors are not going to work. The committee for education is not sitting right now.
But basically, my question was, you are here in USA. Mm-hmm. And do you think what you are doing right now under these COVID circumstances is worth what you think is making your life to be?
Obviously not, but like my brother in upstate New York was saying, the companies that we work with, that we work for, have taken heed of the instructions being given by the government. Because the government here is saying we don't want you to wear, I mean, you can wear a mask or not, or masks are not important. Their department, as a government, there is a lot of functionality in terms of providing people information, in terms of providing people what they need to survive, in terms of financial support, in terms of the masks themselves. They are being provided. People are just making a choice not to take them up. But myself, on a personal level, I wear a mask every time, everywhere where I go. And I also instruct my family to do the same thing. And because of the upsurge in coronavirus cases here in North Dakota, I've even instructed my children who work in the health industry that they should even consider quitting the job if there are people there that are coming without masks just to save themselves, because we have had a very big surge in the past 2 weeks. In fact, the headlines in all North Dakota newspapers and TVs and radios where there is a high risk that the numbers are going to double in the next 2 weeks. So it's very scary. So even if you are in business...
Yeah, so now, looking at what is happening around you, Mr. Ntini, do you feel comfortable in terms of COVID-19?
No, actually, I do not. I think,
is that for me?
That is for Mr. Ntini.
Okay.
As the cases are now skyrocketing once again, it's really hard to know what are we supposed to do. Like right now, the kids are back to school. Lucky enough, my 6-year-old studied grade one. We chose that she should do the virtual, you know, learning. So she's learning from home. So we are trying to really eliminate the exposure. The only time that we go out is if we are going to the park to, you know, to play. But we, of course, we make sure that we are physically and social distancing. And also, you know, when you go to the store to buy groceries. But, you know, pretty much we have kind of eliminated any other activity that is not necessary so that we eliminate, you know, our contact with the outside world. We don't even have our parents coming to visit. We don't have friends coming to visit. We have a 6-month-old, but nobody else has seen, you know, in person because we are trying to, you know, keep everybody safe. But, you know, I think at the end of the day, each person has to do something. If I wear my mask, you wear your mask. At the end of the day, I think we can all collectively contribute to, you know, limiting the transmission of COVID-19. But if we have a few people that are not, you know, listening to what needs to be done, it may not go away. At the end of the day, I think we are hoping that there will be a vaccine soon so that people can, you know, go back to, you know, what they used to do. You know, we need to find, you know, that normal. Because what's happening right now is not normal. But at the end of the day, we just have to keep trying individually as families or co-workers to make sure we protect one another. That's the only thing we can do at this point, Babatu.
Marvelous. Before that, clarifying just briefly.
Kunzima kakhulu ukuthi umuntu ngamunye, you know, ebe comfortable ngento eyenzakalayo emhlabeni ngoba awukwazi ukuthi umuntu ohlangana laye kuyina yena akwenzileyo kuyini, you know, umbani ahlangane laye ikakhulu kula bantu abahamba emsebenzini. Kula bantu abahamba bedlala ikakhulu ngakhayela abantu abanathayo amabhawa. Abantu bekhohlwe i-social distancing le-physical distancing. So mina personally njenge-family umntwana etho grade one hayi ufunde ngekhaya, umntwana omncane ole 6 months like simgcina ngekhaya ka uyaphuma nje phandle khona lokho, kodwa siyazama ukuthi sihlale sibe thina njenge-family ndawonye kuphela konke nabanye abantu abaningi. Yikho esingakwenza umuntu wonke engazama ukuthi egqoke imask ukuthi ungaphuma phandle unanzelele ukuthi ube ndawonye labantu ongabaziyo. Yindlela esinganqoba ngayo i-COVID-19, sisamelele i-vaccine leyo ebuyayo.
Yeah, marvelous.
I will target Mr. Mpande. Looking this Sunday, it's the day of the International Day of the Girl Child. Are there any women small-scale miners where you are in Gwanda? How are they treated, or young girls around that the mining community, how are they treated?
It's unfortunately. I've mentioned earlier that we have some people who come with groceries for sale in mines. And one of those are school-going children. So they have joined the life there, and Some of them, they are now in relationship with the quechas, the small-scale miners.
Mm-hmm.
So we have a very big problem there. Even their parents, they are even testifying in some forums here that they have lost their children to small-scale miners. So I think we have a very big challenge in that area.
And what do you think the government should do regarding that? Because when we look at the, you know, situation of the girl child, like you're saying, now they've actually dropped out of school to be able to come and sell some of these groceries. But is the government aware of what's going on?
I'm not so sure if they are away, but it was my wish that the schools must open.
Mm.
But it's unfortunately that when the government attempted to open the schools, the teachers went to strike due to low wages.
Mm-hmm.
So now, if the government was going to improve the learning system or the education system, it was going to rescue our young girls there.
Yes, kisa kloka ke lo penjani marwari lamhlanje ngilo Ezra Jesus Banda kuhlelo lethu Zimbabwe Today yasixoxeni. So ke penjani was saying that he's back at his old club, that is Portsmouth, and now he's acquiring various certificates in coaching. So he's saying that he's happy that he's back at his club and is looking at having a very good time there, and he says the future is in his hands and is hoping for the best at the club. So let's listen to what he said about this concerning his new career. So this is where we open journey. Ekuruma
Motavalolo. So I'm very hope that I'm very, very happy with the postmark very much. M for the young. I tap we are slow for this up. We are not for this support. We are some food so coach with the coach of Acha. So I'm back again coaching. I just did my level UFRB, okay. So I'm through. I was with postmark at moment.
Okay. Benji, Uzalili, what's the name of Zimbabwe? It could build for Maurias. Come again, put a little Zimbabwe. If put a little Zimbabwe in the Kenya City and the Sabbath, any sentence of Halo, Zuko Kenya is one of the Zimbabwe Association.
That's how we have the business. We have to plan it. We have a plan which is strong, which is in the source, so and then this is surrounded by one to our business. What else would the one to all Masalani or on top as surrounded by one to have a bora? You understand? So, now, sir, by doing so, Yabu was put, you must screw my bora, Lavan Pasuka was put. I know it's not possible to have a player at this time. By driving from Zimbabwe to Malawi. That's their planning. Yeah, I understand.
Mm.
So, the way was, the calendar, even March, the Sokolula, even Menahin, so I can go over Bukuni, one with the calendar, FIFA. I'm a dead, I'm a friend, James Annie, I'm a James, I'm a Bella Annie. Then, in other words, which was September, I have to start preparing something about March.
So that is Benjani Mwarwari. I think you guys still remember him. You know, he used to play for Portsmouth, and He started in Makwepe. What you don't know is that maybe we played with him at the Zulu Royals at one stage and used to have so many caps that he would play with. And these are local caps, you know. We used to have these small plastic balls that we used to play, you know, in the Zepa. And we used to enjoy it. So, but at the end of the day, it was something that we used to cherish, you know. So I'm happy that you guys are back. So now, before we proceed, I think Mr. Mpande was saying something about the girl child. So Mpande, ubukuluma, wakume akona mpukuti ya mpuchani, uti amantuana, amantuana, watuwele zimakanga nani, ngasikangela, it's mine kuna.
Kulo hlupho olukhulu kakhulu ezimayini ngoba abantwana abangamankazana yibo asebethengisa ngikhona ngale uzathola ukuthi umuntu ogebha igolide uyabe le mali eningi kumbe ehle ethenge konke khona ukubuye lo mntwana oyinkazana ebuye emnikele enye imali kuyabe kuyindlela yokumkhombisa and abaningi babo vele sebekhombile khona le ezimayini bona bengabantwana besikolo. Bese lesifiso sokuthi ngabe labo bantwana baya kubuyela esikolo, ngabe izikolo ziyavula. Pho-ke uhulumeni uthe uyakuzama lokhu, amatisha aya ku-strike ngendaba yokuthi abalaholo. Esikhalela ukuthi ngabe uhulumeni uyazamela amatisha, abantwana bebuyela esikolo, ngoba enye inkinga futhi esesiyibona, of course, ngapha eGwanda besingakahlangani nayo. Bese kubona ku WhatsApp kusenzakala kwezinye indawo abantwana sebegonana abantwana sebebhemi ama drugs izinto ezinjengazenezi so kuyinto futhi esiyesabelayo ukuthi even la khona apho eGwanda into eseduzi ngendlela abantwana sebephila ngakhona lalabo abagebha igolide ezimayi.
So what is talking about is, you know, some of these videos that was saying on social media, we are seeing young girls, you know, and boys doing some very strange things. And he's saying it's because schools are not open in most places. So let's go to Mr. Tokora. So when we look at the girl child, Mr. Tokora, we know that on Sunday, this is a very special day for the girl children. So briefly, how best can the girl child be protected worldwide or even groomed to be, you know, somebody that becomes a big person in the world? So briefly on that, Mr. Otsukwe.
Okay, thank you very much. Ndafara kunzwa mkoma Benji Marwaru is one of our superstars.
Yes.
Maitaba Sambotin Tukisa. And on the girl child, that's a very serious issue, not only here, but also in Zimbabwe. You know, we are not seeing the girl child being protected. And wherever there are social, economic, and political problems, you will see that the girl child will suffer. Mostly they are always on the receiving end. The women are supposed to be providing for the families, and at the end of the day, they fail to provide for the families. The girl child is thrown in the streets. They start doing things like prostituting and all sorts of things. I think we need to do more as a people, as governments, and as world citizens to support the girl child.
Yes, marvelous.
Aiwaini ndingada kutenda vampande nekuti ndapotsa ndachema pavataura nyaya yezviri kuitika kuGwanda kuvanasikana panguva iyo sekutaura kwandaita munguva yapfuura. Pasi rose neZimbabwe vari kurangarira International Day of the Girl Child. Saka zvakakosha inyanya kune vanhu vakadai savana Mpande kuti varambe vachitaura nezvenyaya idzi. Nekuti dzimwe nyaya hatisi kudzinzwa, especially panguva ino yeCOVID-19. Vataura ivo kuti vana vari kuenda kunotengesa zvinhu zvakadai semagrocery nemasweet nezvimwe vozowanikwa vachitorwa nemagweja voitwa madzimai. Vana vanenge vasati vabvazira. Saka zvinhu zvatisharamba tichingotaura. Uyezve tichiramba tichingoshuwira kuti hurumende inonzwawo zvichemo zviri kubva kunzvimbo dzakadai sekumamisha nyanya, nekuti ndokune vana vakawanda vari kutarisana nedambudziko irori, nekuti pari zvino havasi kuenda kuzvikoro. Saka nguva dzakawanda vari kuedza kuti vabatsire
vatingati vabereki vavo nekutengesa nezvimwewo, asi sekutaura kwaita vamupande varikuwanikwa vachizopinda munjodzi dzekutorwa vachibhinywa vachiitwa madzimai ivo vasati vabva zera.
Yes, Mr. Mtini, maybe on the girl child, you know, what's your take on exactly what is going on in terms of the girl child worldwide and in your locality and your family, maybe? That's very short, very briefly. Just hold on 1 second, Mr. Mtini. I think, yes, go ahead.
As a father of two girls, a girl child is very important to me. So I can't even, you know, I'm very emotional when I hear what Mpande is talking about, how, you know, young girls are impacted at home, especially in Zimbabwe. So I think when you look at, in the case of Zimbabwe and many other countries in Africa, it all starts with, you know, families. The girl child has always been regarded as a lesser to the, you know, sons. Mm-hmm. So, you know, every parent, I think if we all make sure that we promote the girl child equally as boys, I think we can, you know, eliminate some of the issues. But when you look at a country like Zimbabwe, these kids are out there not because they want to be, but because of the situation, the economic situation, the education situation that they are in. They don't have parents, they are orphans. So I think, you know, if every parent was there and the government was actually helping these parents to take care of their own kids, we have less and less of the kids out there on the streets. You know, personally, it's very touching. Like I said, I'm a father of two girls, and I cannot imagine my girls having to go through what some of these girls are going through in Africa. When you look at countries like, you know, the U.S., I believe that, you know, equity is getting, you know, more attention. I believe, you know, sometimes we talk about equity in terms of like black, white, brown, and many other colors, but I think also when you look at women, men at work, things are changing, and we hope that, you know, these things will happen in Africa as well, and, you know, any other country in the world where, you know, the girl child is left behind. I think, you know, like they say, you know, no child should be left behind, and I think, you know, girl child should be left behind. We really, really need to help the girl child, because what happens, you may have boys and girls, they are all out there as orphans, but the boys will be able to protect themselves. Girls are always manipulated by the same boys that they're out there with as orphans. So I think, you know, the government has to do a better job of making sure that the parents have jobs. Parents can take care of their kids. Hmm. And as parents, you should not be a parent, you know, you're out there and you don't know where your girl child is spending the day or the night. We need to protect them by all means necessary.
Now, I left it only a few minutes. So let's listen to what some people are saying. These people are sending us videos and audios. So let's just listen.
Harume zviri kuitwa kumusha ko nezvanupf nanakupe hei zvaizvo zvakutirwadza izvo romana hei MDC tavavarirwa kubva kare enda kutongoona kuti zvemaelections zvazvishandi kuzimbabwe kubva muna 2000 MDC tichingohwina tichingobirwa tichingohwina tichingobirwa izvi zvamana deza vanhu vatombofunga zvimwe kwete zvemaelections ana munangagwa watigura kunorira vamana taneta nokugara kunyika dzevamwe vakomana kwedu kumusha tinako vamana zvekuitwa nezanup f pamusoro pokuti ivake nyika iri kutorwisa bato redu zvakaipa
nokukwazisai mose nechirongwa chamunotipa ndiri muno mubotswana mufrancis town gloria ndichitivo nezvatakahwa zvatinohwa zvana kupe kuti vakatogadziwa kuva vana maparamendi kuva vanhu vangozvitora kungozvigadza muparamendi kana vaisiwa naivo vanhu vezano asi chatinongokurudzira ndechekuti vana kupe vanofanira kuziva kuti vakarhiwa pamavhoti atakaita 2018 vakarhiwa havana chavakawana kana asi zvinezvi vari kutora vari kutenderana nezano vachitogwa vachigadziwa muzvigaro zvavakapiwa izvozvo vasina munhu akambovavhotera vasina kana musangano wavakaita tinongoti kana vari vanhu vanongoshandiswa nezano mangwana muchachema isu hatimboregi kusapota Chamisa Chamisa unosapotewa kusvikira zvanaka ininiwo ndanichitokurudzira zvangu bato reMDC Alliance kuti dai zvaibvira imimi ingotsvagaivo rimwe zita kana zvazvichibvira fomai rimwe zita tizive kuti kana muchivhotegwa tivone kuti iyo MDCT iyoyoyo vanhu vachavavhotera ivavo vachavawana kupi togwadziwa kwazvo tichiwa zvinoitiwa munhakire munyika yezimbabwe vanakupe vose vavanosapotana navo vavo vavanosapotana navo vasingahwipi kuti zvii zvavanosapota isu tongosapota zvatakatarira zvatinoona zvino munhu watinoona unogona kuti ungabatsirana navanhu une rudo navanhu kwete zvino kuitwa nevanhu vezano izvi tarirai kuti purezidendi unongorega vanhu vachiita zvavanoda iye akatarira iye zvino wagadza vanakupe kuti vave mukati mehurumende yavo imomomo vachibira vanhu vari muzano zvose zvavari kuita izvozvizvi hazvina kana nekwazvinombosvika kana muchibira vanhu muchihwande zvichabuda pachena
mwari baba tinovatenda ivo vekudenga tinovakudza vakatipa mwanakomana iye Jesu Kristu mutungamiri farisisa nyimi vatendi mose makatengwa neropa imbiranyi nerufaro kuneyo nzira kumsha kumsoro tarisai zvoite nyika yotenderera yopidiguka mwari zvino ave kuuya kuzotora vake kumsha kumsoro farisisa nyimi vatendi mose makatengwa neropa imbiranyi nerufaro muneyo nzira kumsha kumsoro.
We are ending this show marvelous on that high note. You heard the song, right?
Yes.
Is paving the way for the weekend.
Happy International Women's Day to all. Happy International Girl Child Day to all the girls out there. And hopefully everything will go well during this COVID-19 era. I'm Marvelous Mhlanganya, who are broadcasting from my home in Washington, D.C.
And wish to thank our guests this evening, Mr. Busani Mbusontini. He's here in USA. Mr. Tawanda Tsokora in USA as well. And Mr. Ndaniso Mpande, he is in Gwanda. You know, in Gwanda, you find everything there. You can go to the shops and buy amakhimbi. You know amakhimbi, Marvelous?
Yes, but I have to really say a special shout out to Mr. Mpande, especially on the issue where he spoke about the girl child and some of the issues that they are facing during this COVID-19 pandemic in the mining area where he's in Gwanda. So thank you there, Mr. Mpande.
Thank you so much, everybody. Sign office keeps to me in Maryland. Bye-bye.